YouTube and Facebook Live. It's a program on racism. The title is "A White Is Not Superior to a Black, and a Black Is Not Superior to a White." And the speakers are Dr. Siddiqui, Brother Hassam Elouch, Brother Shakil Sayyid, and Imam Abdul Hafiz. So please join 8:30 p.m. tonight on ISOC YouTube or Facebook. Jazakallah khair. Thank you.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala The Lord of the worlds, and peace and blessings upon His prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, especially the last and the final prophet Muhammad and his family and his followers. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad, salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi, is last and final prophet and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُ مُسْلِمُونَ O you who believe, be mindful of Allah, fear Allah as you ought to fear Him, and do not let death come to you unless you have submitted yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us safe, may Allah keep us on the right path, and as long as we live on Islam, and when we die on Iman. It is a challenging time. For the last 4 months, we have been struggling with COVID-19, and masjid was closed for more than 2 months. Alhamdulillah, we are now slowly opening, gradually opening. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this, because people were talking about the place will be closed for 6 months or for 1 year, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was very kind. And alhamdulillah, we are here back. I hope inshallah this progress will continue progressing, overcoming this pandemic, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove it completely, and we come back to our normal life, go back inshallah inside the masjid and resume our activities. But there are certain rules, certain guidelines that have to be followed, because it is still there, and people are talking about it may the second wave may come or third wave may come, and so everybody has to be very careful, everybody has to be very cautious about that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us always on the right path. But we have to another problem that the whole country is facing, and that is the problem of racism. Racism, the race relations have been a problem. It is not just because of the death of one person that happened on the 25th of May, but actually this is something that has been going on for a long time, and it has triggered the emotions of the people, and people like to see a change that must take place, and change must come. So my brothers and sisters, racism is an evil. Racism is a disease. Racism is injustice. Racism is zulm, and racism has to be stopped. Islam stands for people working together. All people working together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us from one and single parent, that is Adam and Abu Hawa alayhi salam. So all humanity is one family. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has given us races and tribes. So races and tribes are not bad. I mean, this is the way Allah ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you that way. But what is bad, what is racism? Is racism is that you look down upon other people because of your own color, because of your own race. So loving your own people, loving your own family, loving your language, loving your country, is not bad. Everybody does that. It's natural. And Islam is not against that. What is against Islam is against that you discriminate people on the basis of their colors. You consider the person of other color, other race, other language, other nationality, inferior to you because of your race or because of your color or because of your language, you are superior than other people. And that is the evil, that is bad. And that was Jahiliyyah. The Prophet ﷺ had, in his time, you know, people used to have that. And that's why he criticized that, he condemned that. And he called it da'uha, fa'innaha muntina. Leave it because it smells bad. And also he called it Jahiliyyah. This is Jahiliyyah. When one of the Sahabi used some slurs, some insulting words to another person, and the Prophet said, إِنَّكَ مْرَوْنْ فِيكَ جَاهِلِيَّةً. You have Jahiliyyah in you. So Jahiliyyah is the way of the people of ignorance, the people of pre-Islamic times. So Islam speaks very strongly against that and it's condemned that, because this is a sin to do that. And racism are two types. One is individual racism, that a person mistreats somebody else because of his color. A person mistreats somebody else or do injustice to somebody else or do bad things to somebody else because that person comes from a different race, a different family, a different tribe. And so that's individual racism. And that's terrible and should not be done. And people, if they have anything like that, they should make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they turn away from that. The second is what is known as the structural racism. It is called systemic racism. Systemic racism is that it is treating another group of people with prejudice, with discrimination. Discrimination in jobs, that is last to hire and first to fire. Huh? discrimination in housing. Some people are allowed in some areas and some people are not. Segregation. That is systemic segregation. That's systemic discrimination. Systemic discrimination is that is not getting proper salaries, the same salary that the other person is getting the salary, or getting the admission in the schools and the higher education. Some people get the admission into higher education, some people not get the higher education. Or in the thing that we saw is, that is the discrimination in the criminal justice system. Some people are punished for minor issues, for minor crimes, or put in jail because of that. And this kind of racism, that is the terrible thing. And that is unfortunately happening in this advanced society, in this most, it's the richest country, and this is happening there. And that's why people are fed up with that, and people are tired of that, and they are revolting against it, and standing against it. And it is very important that we support that. Rasulullah ﷺ used to always emphasize that thing, that people should leave this thing. You know, when he entered the city of Makkah, after the Fath Makkah, when he entered the city of Makkah, he asked Bilal radiallahu anhu to go on the top of Kaaba and give the azan from there. So Bilal gave the azan, and Bilal was a black person. He was a free ex-slave. But he was the one who was asked to go. And then after that, it is reported in Sahih Hadith that Rasulullah ﷺ gave a speech. And in that speech he said, Ya Yuhannas, Inna Allah azhaba alaykum ubiyyat al-jahiliyyah. وَتَفَاخُرَهَا بِالْأَبَىٰ Allah has taken away from you, Allah has removed today because of the coming of Islam. Allah has taken away this boasting of jahiliyyah. Boasting about your own family, boasting about your own people, that we are better people. عُبِيَّة is like that, you're filling up with that yourself. عُبِيَّةَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةَ وَتَفَاخُرَهَا بِالْأَبَىٰ النَّاسُ لِآدَمُ آدَمُ مِنْ تُرَاب All people are children of Adam, and Adam was created from dust. And then he went after that, he went to his Hajj later, and the last Hajj of the Prophet ﷺ, in that Hajj Rasulullah ﷺ addressed the Sahaba and summarized his whole message, and in that message said it, the famous words of the Prophet ﷺ, كُلُّكُمْ لِآدَمُ وَآدَمُ مِنْ تَرَابٍ لَا فَضْلَ لِعَرَبِيٍّ عَلَىٰ عَجَمِيٍّ وَلَا لِعَجَمِيٍّ عَلَىٰ عَرَبِيٍّ وَلَا لِأَبْيَضَ عَلَىٰ أَسْوَدٍ وَلَا لِأَسْوَدَ عَلَىٰ أَبْيَضٍ إِلَّا بِالتَّقْوَى إِلَّا بِالتَّقْوَى So Rasulullah ﷺ used to emphasize that. There is no superiority, there is no supremacy of a color over another color, of a race over another race. The only thing is taqwa, iman billah and amal salih. And whenever he was asked this question, who are the best people? Ya Rasulullah, people used to ask him sometime, that who are the best people? Who are the best person? The Prophet ﷺ said, the best person is the one who is at-taqi and naqi. The person is who is makhmum al-qalb wa saduq al-lisan. The person who speaks the truth and his heart is pure. And the Sahaba said, we know the tongue that is speaking the truth, but what about clean heart? What is the clean heart, Ya Rasulullah? The Prophet said, at-taqi and naqi, alladhi bila ism, wa bila baghi, wa bila ghil, wa bila hasad. That is the person who is pure and clean, and he has no grudge against anybody, no jealousy against any person, no sin, no deceit. These are the things that are emphasized in Islam. So there is, if there is superiority, superiority is to iman and taqwa, and not to anything else. And that is something that we have to stand for. And that is something that we have to convey this message to the people and emphasize justice towards all people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. May subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and help the humanity come to the right path. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi hamdan kathiran kama amar. والصلاة والسلام على من بعثه الله إلى الأسود والأحمر. So, inshallah, with this the rules and regulations that you are following, please observe that, and slowly, inshallah, we'll be going back to the normal situation. At this time, whatever the conditions are, they have to be followed. And that is that after the Salat, we are used to shake hands, we are used to come and hug, but we cannot do that. So do it in your heart, inshallah. In your spirit, you do that, inshallah. And you will receive the reward for your intention, inshallah. So you will say, Alhamdulillah, Assalamu alaikum, Allah taqabbal, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do that. So this is a temporary situation, inshallah, it will go away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right path. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ala man tabi'ahum bi ihsan ila yawmiddin, khususan ala al-khulafai al-arba'a Abi Bakrin wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali wa ala al-sayyidain al-shahidain Abi Muhammadin al-Hasan wa Abi Abdullah al-Husayn wa ala ummihima Fatimah al-Zahra wa ala ammihi al-mu'azzamain al-mukarramain inda Allahi wa al-Nas الحمزة والعباس وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين. Please make dua for some people who have passed away, and there are many people who are not well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa, those who are not well, and may Allah keep us always inshallah in the good way and protect us. The people who passed away is Sister Rashida Ishaq, Brother Farooq Iqbal, Sister Shakila Hassan, sister of our brother Shakil Siddiqui, and she has her sons Arshad, Ashraf, and Anwar Hassan. Our condolences to all of them. And also Brother Misbahuddin Ahmed passed away, Brother Humayun Kabir, and Sister Asiya Pute. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them, give them maghfirah. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم اللهم اكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم اللهم اغسل خطاياهم بالماء والثلج والبرد اللهم نقهم من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الابيض من الدنس اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه والمعافاه الدائمه والفوز بالجنه والنجاه من النار ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسينا اخطانا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا اصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولا ذكر الله أكبر فأقيموا الصلاة. الله